We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Rishon Mecham Yaakov, Mevinuch Eliyo. We are in Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ezo hi Iri Gedola. What is the definition of a large city? We mentioned that the Ayaros Gedolos, as opposed to the Kfarim, the Ayaros Gedolos read on the 14th. We have, those are the unwalled cities. So how do you define something as an unwalled city, as a city, as opposed to a Kfar? That's what the Mishnah really wants to know. So Mishnah says, Kol Sheyesh Ba Asara Batlanim. If there are 10 people who are not occupied with work, they're retired, they're unemployed, they're there to ensure that there's always a minion in shul. Some say that they're supported by the community to make sure that they're always in shul, always available, or at least there for the minyanim that we need, shachar, smincha, and maariv. Some say they're supported by a community to be involved, to be engaged in Talmud Torah and other community service. So if you have a city that has 10 batlanim, that is considered an ir gedola. Pachos mikan harezekfar. Less than that is considered a village, with the potential then to read on the 11th, 12th, and the 13th. And it makes a lot of sense, because if you have 10 people who you can rely upon that they're going to be in shul, they'll be a minyan all the time, so then we understand why that you don't have to worry about the reading of the Megillah. You'll have a minyan, and you have people who can read. Living in a kfar, people in a kfar very often didn't have a minyan at all, so they would want to come to the big cities for Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday, and of course, for the reading of the Megillah. Then the Mishnah says, Be'elu Amru Makti Min V'lo Ma'acharin. Regarding the Megillah, that's where we say that we push it back a day or two, and don't push it ahead. What it means is, we mentioned that based on the pasuk Velo Ya'avor, says in the Megillah that the day of Purim we don't push ahead. So if Purim, as we said, Purim fell out on Shabbos, so we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, but we don't push it to Sunday because this is Velo Ya'avor. We're going to bring it back to Friday, or maybe if, let's say, a Shushan Purim falls out on, as we said, on Shabbos, so then the walled and unwalled cities will be reading on Friday. If Purim itself, Yudal, falls out on Shabbos, so we said that the Kfarim and the Ayaros Gedolos are going to read on Thursday. Either way, that's Makdim and not Ma'acher. However, says the Mishnah, regarding all these other things, we're going to see we push them ahead and we don't bring them back. Avos manatze kohanim, this manatze kohanim. This reminds us of Tanis. This is the Karban Eitzim that the various families brought. There were specific dates. We mentioned a lot of them were in Chodesh Av, where these particular families donated wood, brought them to the Beis HaMikdash. According to some, they brought a Karban Olas Nedava on that day. It was a yontif for that family. So, spoke about that with respect to the Ma'amados, where certain of the Trinos and Tfilos and fasting was not done on those days. So that was a yontif. Let's say that fell out for them. Let's say they fell out on Shabbos. So when do they bring the wood? They bring it on Sunday. They don't bring it on Friday. That's Manatze Konim. V'Tishabav, Tishabav also. Tishabav very often falls out on Shabbos. And we push it off to Sunday. We fast on Sunday. V'Chagiga, the Korban Chagiga. And that is the Shalmei Chagiga that's brought on the Shalosh Regal. So you have all of the regel to bring that. If you didn't bring it on the first day, and let's say one of the days is Shabbos, so it's not Doche Shabbos. And v'hakel, the mitzvah v'hakel, when everyone gathers together on Motzei Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkos, and we read from in the Beis HaMikdash, we read from the Torah, from Sefer Devarim. So all of these are not Doche Shabbos, and we push them off to Sunday. So why is it, take Tisha B'Av as an example, why do we push that off? So we don't want, if there's a poronos, there's a misfortune, there's something troubling for us, a punishment, we don't want to bring that earlier, that we want to push later. And in many cases, it's logical we should push things ahead because the date has not yet arrived. Why would I do something if this is not the particular date of that particular celebration? Take the example of Hakel. So Hakel, everyone has to bring their kids. You're not allowed to carry them, Rashi explains. So that's the problem with Hakel on Shabbos, so we'll push it to Sunday. The Yerushalmi says no different reason. Remember, they would build a bima shaleitz, a wooden platform for the melech and the azara. He would sit there and he would read from the Torah, so you can't build that on Shabbos. And you couldn't do that Erev Shabbos because we didn't want to make the azara more crowded than we needed to. So they would build that. They couldn't do it on Erev Hakel, rather. They would have to do it. You couldn't do it on Erev Shabbos if Hakel fell out on Shabbos. So we didn't have a choice. So since you need to build it on that very day when you're doing Hakel, but that day happens to be Shabbos, so we have to push Hakel off to the next day. So whether it's a building, the bima, or maybe it's carrying the children, The Rambam writes the reason, no, it's because there was the blowing of the chatzotros and special trinos than on our doche Shabbos. So whatever the reason, we're ma'acher, ma'acherin v'lo makdimin. We push them ahead and don't do them earlier. Then the Mishnah says, afal pisha omru makdimin v'lo ma'acherin, mutarin behesped uvetanios umatanos le'evyonim. So even though when it comes to the Megillah, we do it a day early or a Friday or Thursday, let's say, depending on the city. And nonetheless, that day itself, when you're reading the Megillah early, is not really Purim. And therefore, you can have a hesped, you can have a eulogy, you're allowed to fast. And not only that, Matanos Levyonim, as we mentioned, that always goes along with the Megillah. The Aniyim are waiting to hear the Megillah. When they hear the Megillah, they're very excited about the tzedakah they're going to receive. If it wouldn't give them the tzedakah, they'd be all depressed. So Matanos Levyonim is going to be given on that day, but on the day that we read the Megillah, even though it's not Purim, but hesped and tanis is allowed because it's not the celebration of Purim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai. When did the Chachamim allow the Kfarim to read on the Yom HaKnisa, to read on that, whatever that day, the 11th, 12th, or 13th? That's only Mekom Shenichnasin Basheni V'Chamishi. That's only when they typically enter the larger cities on Monday and Thursday, as we said, to go to the Beis Din or hear Kriyas HaTorah. Avo Mekom She'ein Nichnasim Lo V'Sheni V'Lo V'Chamishi. But if they don't have that custom to do so, so then, aim Koronos Elim is mana, which is what we do today. You have to read it on the 14th, even for the Kfarim, if there's no reason that they'd be coming to the bigger cities on Monday and Thursday, we would never give them a heter to read earlier than the 14th. Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Koruus HaMegillah Ba'adar HaRishon Menis Abra HaShana. Now, this doesn't happen today. We have a calendar. So we know if it's going to be, this year is a leap year, so we know there's going to be an extra Adar. But in the past, it wasn't that way. The Sanhedrin would sit and see, maybe we should add an extra Adar this year. It's all based on the fact that Pesach has to fall in Chodesh Ha'aviv, has to be in the spring. And if they see agriculturally that the crops aren't going to be ready, it's not going to be considered Aviv when it comes to Pesach, so we may have to add an extra Adar, so they would add an extra Adar. You can add an extra Adar until the end of Adar. So it's possible that you read the Megillah on what you thought was the only Adar, and all of a sudden, after Purim, sometime a few days later, a week later, after Purim, all of a sudden, that turned into Adar Rishon, and there's going to be an Adar Sheni. So, Karuos HaMegillah Ba'Adar HaRishon, V'nis Abra HaShana, then there's Ibra Shana. Then they added a month, it's a leap year, Korinos HaBa'Adar HaSheni. You have to read it again in Adar Sheni. Because the Adar Sheni is the real Adar, and that's the real Purim. Why is that true? So the Gemara explains, because we want to juxtapose the Geula of Purim to the Geula of Pesach. That's why Adar Sheni has that status. And then the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Adar HaRishon LaAdar HaSheni Ela Kriyas HaMegillah UMatanos LeAvyonim. The only difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is the reading of the Megillah and Matanos LeAvyonim. What it's pointing out is that regarding a Hesped or Tanis, they're equal. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah with this Ein Bein, which is going to lead us into many other Ein Beins that are not Purim related in the coming Mishnayos, this is teaching us that although I may be reading the Megillah, the real Purim is in Adar Sheni. Nonetheless, Adar Rishon has significance as well today, even with respect to the Isser of Tanis and Hesped, what we call Purim Katan. The 14th and the 15th of Adar Rishon also has significance, and therefore there are Usser Behesped V'Tanis. The only difference, of course, is the Megillah itself and Matanos Levyonim. Also, we would say that Mishloach Manos and the Sudas Purim, and there's some discussion about that as well.